Welcome to the return of the Primal Endurance Podcast. This is your host, Brad Kearns, and we are going on a journey to a kinder, gentler, smarter, more fun, more effective way to train for ambitious endurance goals. Visit primalendurance.fit to join the community and enroll in our free video course.
I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
Okay, some quick takeaways from the grand Primal Endurance Comprehensive Approach. I describe the 7 habits of highly effective primal endurance athletes in 2-part show. And part one, we're going to hit the first 3, with sleep being number 1 on the list. Number 2, I title stress rest balance and the importance of downtime, not just easy workouts and taking a day off training, but managing all areas of stress in your life. And number 3, such a broad concept, but so important, and that is to follow an intuitive and personalized schedule in contrast to a robotic and regimented schedule. So we're going to get the first 3 on this show and the final 4 on the second show, which are number 4, aerobic emphasis, number 5, structured intensity, doing it the right way, the smart way, number 6, integrating complementary movement and lifestyle practices, and number 7, following a periodized schedule. So enjoy the first 3 sections of the Primal Endurance book, the 7 habits of highly effective primal endurance athletes. So there's some written content and I'll riff on each one to buff it up a little. But if you can remember these and honor these, oh boy, you'll be on your way to success and enjoyment. And first on the list, I think is sleep. The book's structured with the chapters starting out with slowing down, the importance of aerobic base, and then periodization, and then the diet. But if you're waking up too early for those early morning workouts before your busy day at work, or you're staying up too late, particularly with the influence of artificial light and digital stimulation after dark, you're going to mess up the desired gains that you're trying to get from training and even from diet, from trying to drop excess body fat. It's known that poor sleep habits will dysregulate your appetite and fat storage hormones to the extent that you develop sugar cravings at night when you're staying up those extra hours, and those extra calories that you eat will more likely be stored as fat. That's due to the disturbance of healthy leptin signaling. Leptin's the hormone that influences fat storage and satiety, and also the influence of the primary stress hormone cortisol causing that craving for sugar. So bad news. Here's what the book says. Your athletic pursuits require you to sleep significantly more than if you weren't training. Reject conventional wisdom's 8 hours recommendation and individualize your approach.
honoring these two maxims. Number one, minimize artificial light and digital stimulation after dark. And number two, awaken each morning without an alarm, feeling refreshed and energized. If you can't honor the aforementioned maxims, stop training until you can. If you fall short of optimal sleep one day, take a nap the following day instead of doing your workout. Okay, so the first one, minimize artificial light and digital stimulation after dark. This is where we really screw things up in comparison with our genetic expectations to govern our sleep and wake cycles according to our circadian rhythms. So the human body is strongly calibrated to get sleepy and wind things down soon after it gets dark in our environment. So today, it's not when the sun sets. It's when we decide to make it dark by switching off the screen, turning off the light in the room. So we artificially extend our days longer than our genetic expectations, which have been for 2.5 million years, governed by the rising and setting of the sun. And when we do this, that's when the hormones get dysregulated. We start eating more. We produce too much cortisol in the evening because that's the attempt to stay awake from the influence of artificial light going through our retina and stimulating our central nervous system. And if you didn't have that light, such as, let's say, when you're on a camping trip and it gets dark and you sit by the fire and pretty soon someone's yawning and someone else is yawning and y'all feel like going to sleep at 9 o'clock at night instead of 11:30 as you are in your well-lit artificial home environment with screens and entertainment and work obligations keeping you up long after the time when your hormones might have kicked in to make you sleepy. So in other words, we don't feel sleepy due to the influence of artificial light on our hormonal central nervous system. So the idea here is to observe excellent sleeping hygiene, sleeping habits, and the main one being just try to facilitate dark and mellow evenings. So especially the last couple hours before bed. I know that, you know, we're getting into winter season and you live at high latitude. And so it gets dark at 4:15 in Seattle and you're going to have to continue your game, your A game. So that's fine. But as you get toward the desired sleeping hour, if it's 10 o'clock or whatever, you know, make those last 2 hours a time where you can enjoy quiet socialization, walking the dog around the block, doing restorative things like a little yoga session, or if you insist on digital entertainment, you know, make it in as dark a room as possible, maybe wear those yellow or orange lenses to block out the harmful effects of indoor light that cause suppression of melatonin, and that try to facilitate that dim light melatonin onset, which is the way that we feel sleepy and transition into a peaceful night of sleep. So the second part, besides making a dark, mellow evening, is to create an ideal sleeping environment. So your bedroom should be very simple and Spartan, free from clutter and stacks of bills or chores, or, you know, leftover home projects that haven't been completely done, piles of dirty clothing or clean clothing. Just a nice, tight, simple operation that's absolutely as dark as possible. So get your blackout curtains or blinds. The home supply stores have great things. And forget about those little night lights or emissions from LED screens. We want to have it completely dark because the body is extremely sensitive to even tiny amounts of light. There have been studies, they're referenced in the fantastic book, Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, and Survival, that even a small beam of light flashed on the back of the knee is enough to disrupt melatonin release. Because not only do we have the very sensitive light sensors in the retina, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, that's SCN, that's where the light goes and tells your body to crave sugar, store fat, stay awake, produce stress hormones, but we also have light sensors on all of our skin cells. So a blindfold's great, like for napping, we talk about that and stuff. But this is the reason why when the sun comes up, even if you've been out super late and you're hoping you can sleep in, you sometimes or often sense when it's light outside, even when you think your room's almost totally dark, like your hotel room, but a little bit of light's pouring in through the curtains and your body knows that it's sunrise. So a super dark room, it should be cool. There's some statistics showing that 68 Fahrenheit or below is the best way to facilitate and promote a good long night's sleep. It's also extremely important to have it quiet. So if you live in a urban environment where there's outdoor sounds, like the buses going by all night under your apartment window, whatever, get one of those white noise machines or use a fan. I like to use a fan. I travel with a little portable fan that cranks out a pretty nice hum in the background. Or they have wonderful iPhone apps, smartphone apps that simulate rainfall or other natural sounds. Rainmaker Pro is what I use, and it's got like literally 100 different types of rainfall. And I've trained my body, my brain, to when I launch that app, I can get into napping mode very quickly. And speaking of napping mode, if things happen that compromise your beautiful, perfect night's sleep, take a nap the next day. And if you claim that you're not good at napping, the starting point here that I would suggest is to create a napping environment that's free from stimulation. Because if you're at your busy workplace and you're realizing that you're a little sleepy, but oh, I don't think I could take a nap because I got all these things on my mind and people are stopping by, get out of that high stimulation environment and try to turn things off and unplug in your brain. So put the Raindrop app into your earbuds. And if there's no other place, you can go out to your car in the parking lot or a park bench outdoors and just close your eyes. And if you don't fall asleep right away, continue the commitment to napping or just having a brief downtime. Even if you only have 10 minutes to spare, which I know everyone has 10 minutes to spare, so I don't want to hear any backlash about that. Even if you just unplug from your high stimulation environment, you don't even sleep, you just sit there and stare at the birds in the park, it will do wonders for rejuvenating that very highly strained and stimulated brain that goes throughout the day for most of us. Okay, so that's number one in the seven habits, sleep. Number two is stress rest balance. Primal style endurance training allows you to reach for higher highs, those are breakthrough workouts, and observe lower lows. More rest, shorter, easier recovery workouts, and staying below aerobic maximum heart rate at the vast majority of your workouts.
Hey man, how's your sexual function? Oh, uncomfortable talking about it? Look, we talk about our injured knees, our belly fat, so it's time to get focused on function. I want to tell you about Gainswave. This is a cutting-edge protocol where a handheld device sends low-intensity shock waves into your penile blood vessels to stimulate a healing response and promote increased blood circulation and the growth of new blood vessels. A skilled practitioner puts the Gainswave magic wand onto your magic wand, and after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results. Gainswave reports an 80% success rate. Now, we know that popping pills is a popular penile protocol, but when you're working with clogged pipes, you just get a temporary band-aid effect when you take prescription drugs. Gainswave addresses the cause of age-related decline by stimulating growth factors and activating dormant stem cells. Translation, stronger, harder, more sustainable erections. I learned about Gainswave from my podcast guest, Dr. Judson Brandeis at the Brandeis MD Clinic in Northern California, and there's a robust network of Gainswave providers that you can find on their website near you. Complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, and while it's great for ED, Gainswave is for any man that wants to combat the effects of aging and get a little boost for your A-game. So please visit gainswave.com/Brad. That's gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area, and you can take advantage of my special promotion. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. You have nothing to lose and lots to gain from gainswave.com/Brad.
Consider backing off on both your mileage and your intensity and adding more sleep, recovery, and complementary practices. This is an interesting one because we've been at this very popular endurance and ultra endurance sports for, what, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, the early running boom in the 70s and the masses of people that came out and attempted the marathon. And then the sport of triathlon got big in the 80s and continues to escalate in popularity. Now we have all the alternatives like the adventure racers, Spartan racers, mud racers. And there's so many people that are trying to get the best out of their body and aspire to complete these highly ambitious endurance athletic events. And we still suffer from this extremely flawed mainstream mentality that it requires day after day after day of consistent hard work and high volume training. And it's simply not true. And I think anyone who's listening has proven this to themselves by taking a break from training and coming back and performing better than ever, even when you spun out of your consistent weekly, hourly routine for a month's vacation, or you got sick for a couple of weeks, came back, and all of a sudden you were throwing down PRs again. The body really, really likes to have a stress-rest balance on all levels in all forms. That's why we like to go to sleep at night after pushing ourselves during a busy day. But for some reason, there remains this this connection or the mindset that's wedded to consistency, as if you took a day off or 2 days off or 3 days off, that you're going to get out of shape or you're going to lose your feel for the water, you're going to lose your touch on the pedals or whatever it is. And I'm going to come out and argue that this is a heavily psychological influenced mindset. It doesn't really have a lot to do with what your body needs, but maybe your obsessive compulsive type A, highly motivated, goal-oriented, driven mind wants to accomplish something every day and put in that work and get that immediate gratification, sense of satisfaction that comes from completing a workout. So not to discount that, obviously we're all wanting to get stuff done and we feel a lot better being productive rather than lazing around and being a dilettante at the local Starbucks holding court on the upcoming election or whatever. But there's a point where you have to honor the dynamic nature of your body striving to become fit and build fitness. And so you can't predict exactly what you're going to get from your body every single day or what your body's going to be ready to do. And you have to let that govern your training decisions more so than a predetermined, tightly defined schedule of training. So what this could come out to deliver incredible performance breakthroughs and honor the primal endurance philosophy is to be more intuitive and spontaneous with your training decisions. So when you feel great and your overall life stress levels are low or in balance, that's a good time to go out there and explore your boundaries as an athlete and push yourself to greater heights, like maybe go on the longest bike ride that you've done, extend by 20 miles from the last one, or go a little faster, push yourself a little harder in the gym, whatever it is that you've been aspiring to and you're feeling good, you go for it. But on other times, when that voice inside is saying, oh man, do you really have to go train today? And your strong-willed mindset says, yes, of course, you know, suck it up. The alarm just went off. I got to get to the pool. I haven't swum in 2 days. This is my third day. I got to get in there. And that's all your mind, your chatter in your mind, your insecurities coming out and manifesting in this compulsion to train. I sat with Kelly Starrett, one of the great minds of the whole endurance training scene and mobility and all the things that he's into. And he said that even in consultation with the greatest science, the Olympic Training Center with their blood machines and all the biomarkers that they're doing now, he favors desire to train as the number one marker of an athlete's readiness and recovery state when they're deciding what to do. So that, in other words, you wake up, maybe look at yourself in the mirror if you're good at tricking yourself and being compulsive, and say, what's my desire to train like today? Is it a 4 out of 10? Is it a 2 out of 10 because I have a sore throat or I'm tired or I'm stressed about other things in life? And honor markers like that rather than just plowing ahead. So what that will come out to effectively is a greater fluctuation in your stress-rest balance. So higher highs because you're resting and recovering and treating your body well for once and nurturing your energy and so that you can have those great days. And you'll have lower lows, which is more rest days. And on the days where you're, you know, just trying to maintain fitness or get a little work done, you can slow down. You can go for shorter duration. There's no such thing that says an hour ride is the minimum limit to do something productive. And as we've talked about in such great length with Dr. Maffetone and talking about Dr. Maffetone's assertion that all that low-end stuff develops the aerobic system. So walking around the block or taking a short, simple hike as your workout that day, it might not be as impressive as your tempo run that's coming up or the intervals you did the previous week, but it has a very profound aerobic training effect to stimulate those low-level energy-producing aerobic enzymes and muscle fibers. So even the easy stuff, as easy as a walk where your heart rate's only getting up to 100 or something, it's still vastly higher than a resting level, and you're kicking into gear the low-level energy systems that's building your skills as an endurance athlete. So, of course, the need to walk around more, move around more, it actually speeds recovery, and you can emphasize those low-end things a little more than constantly having to push yourself and get a sweat to feel like the workout's valid. Okay, so stress, rest, balance, that's number two. And kind of going hand in hand, number three is to make your schedule intuitive and personalized. Book says, your training schedule is sensible, intuitive, flexible, and even spontaneous instead of regimented and preordained. Respect your daily life circumstances, motivation levels, stress levels, energy levels, immune function, and moods. This means backing off when you're tired, but also pursuing breakthrough workouts when you feel great. That's just what I talked about. The Primal Blueprint 90-Day Journal is a great publication that has these daily charts where you're asked to give a score, 1 through 10 score on your level of energy, motivation, and health, and then align your degree of difficulty on your workout that day with those scores. So if your energy, motivation, and health are low for whatever reason, and you're tuning into that, you're asking yourself the honest question, you know, hey, it just started to get cold and rainy here in Sacramento. I'm looking out the window. Do I want to go do a workout as much as I would when it's perfect sunny weather? No, and that's okay because the off season, the winter seasons, when the weather's worse, the days are shorter, that's a great time to slow down your body. Your body's begging for it and your mind's telling you, hinting at that, but you think you're being a wimp or something rather than just respecting the ebbs and flows. So another one-liner to summarize this that I'll use is take what your body gives you every day and nothing more, okay? So your body will tell you what you're capable of, what's the ideal workout for that day based on those other intuitive factors, and you can honor and respect that. Even if it's frustrating, and even if, gosh, my injury still bothers me, I'd love to go out and run, but I can't because I'm injured. You know, you can't ignore that stuff or it's going to come back to bite you. Same with being tired. It looks like I'm still recovering from my previous workout. I'm stiff and sore, which is a good indication that you can't push yourself anything beyond just a simple recovery workout. So if you wake up in the morning and you're stiff and sore, that means recovery day, period. I don't care what your schedule says. I don't care what your enthusiastic coach says. It's a recovery day. Get it? Okay. Strong point sent home. Okay. So those are the first three on the list of seven. And we're going to do these nice tight shows. So I'll get to the other four on the second part of this podcast. Right now, you're going to focus on sleep, stress, rest, balance, and an intuitive and personalized schedule. Thanks for listening to this different format podcast from Primal Endurance. This is your host, Brad Kearns. Definitely check out the second part of this. So we'll get to the other four of the seven habits of highly successful Primal Endurance athletes.
Hi folks, Mark Sisson here, and I'd like to tell you about my biggest undertaking yet, the Primal Health Coach Program. My mission is to create a global network of Primal Health Coaches to help transform the health and consciousness of our communities into ones of optimal wellness and happiness. Becoming a Primal Health Coach empowers you to take your primal passions to the next level and embark on a career you love, inspiring others to live lives of vitality and lasting wellness. If you dream of a career in health coaching, but have been held back by worries, such as the investment of time and money, then I encourage you to hesitate no longer. Health coaching is the fastest growing specialty in all of coaching. And we've created an online education program that allows you to learn from the comfort of your own home and at your own pace. We also have payment plans available, so you can start immediately for just a dollar down. The world needs primal health coaches to provide a blend of ancestral wellness solutions to the modern health crisis. The world needs you. Are you ready to become one of the world's most trusted, experienced, and knowledgeable health coaches? To learn more about this online certification program and to take the first step toward a career you love, visit primalhealthcoach.com and subscribe.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and encourage you to check out the Primal Endurance Mastery course at primalendurance.fit. This is the ultimate online educational experience where you can learn from the world's great coaches and trainers, diet, peak performance, and recovery experts, as well as lengthy one-on-one interviews from several of the greatest endurance athletes of all time, not published anywhere else. It's a major educational experience with hundreds of videos, but you can get free access to a mini course with an ebook summary of the Primal Endurance Approach and 9 step-by-step videos on how to become a Primal Endurance athlete. This mini course will help you develop a strong basic understanding of this all-encompassing approach to endurance training that includes primal aligned eating to escape carbohydrate dependency and enhance fat metabolism, building an aerobic base with comfortably paced workouts, strategically introducing high-intensity strength and sprint workouts, emphasizing rest recovery and annual periodization, and finally, cultivating an intuitive approach to training instead of the usual robotic approach of fixed weekly workout schedules. Just head over to primalendurance.fit and learn all about the course and how we can help you go faster and preserve your health while you're at it.